Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Continuing with our weekly series titled Portrait of Perfection, in which every week we are discussing the physical features, appearance, characteristics, habits and personality of our most amazing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This week we will be looking at his natural awe and how people admired and respected him. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, describing the awe of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says that once a man came to visit our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was overcome with such awe that he began trembling. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him to calm down, saying that I am not a king, I am just a normal person. Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu explains that when our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come out to a gathering with the companions and the likes of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would also be present, none of the companions would lift their gazes towards our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam except Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu further explains the close relationship Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma enjoyed with our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that they would look at our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he would look back at them. They would smile with him and he would smile back at them. Amr ibn As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also describes how the Sahaba would not be able to look up towards our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, nobody was more dearer to us than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, we were unable to look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the eye due to tremendous awe and respect we had for him. Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also describes how much respect the companions had for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that they would sit so motionless and still in the gatherings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it seemed like birds were sitting on their heads and they were being careful not to make them fly away by moving or fiddling around. This awe and respect was despite the kind and loving nature of our amazing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was indeed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that despite his simplicity, his kind-heartedness, everyone around him held him with such high esteem and willingly gave him such amount of respect. These again were just a few brief descriptions of our most beautiful, most perfect and most special Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is indeed the most perfect role model for all of us. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi.